Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I've shared this with all of you before, so it's no secret, but Sundays are my favorite day of the week. And it's not just because most Sundays I get to take an afternoon nap, although I do love my Sunday afternoon naps. Sundays are my favorite day of the week because I get to see all of you. No matter how the week has been, no matter what has happened or transpired, I can count on us coming together to worship on Sundays. We come together to recenter ourselves in God's love. We come together to confess our sins and receive forgiveness. We come together to hear God's word, which sometimes comforts us and sometimes convicts us. We come together to be fed with the body and blood of Christ, to be nourished and strengthened with God's grace and comfort in the bread and the wine. We come together to do all of this and to receive all of this, so that we can be sent back out again into the world for another week of sharing God's love and grace with one another, with others, and the world. I've also been looking forward to this particular Sunday because I'm so excited for us to sing together our hymn of the day, the Canticle of the Turning. I'm sure you probably remember, it's one of my very favorite hymns. It was sung at my ordination, it was sung at my installation here, and someday it will be sung at my memorial service. The melody, when Judy plays it on the piano, does something in my heart and my mind because it's so beautiful, and the lyrics so powerfully put into words the hope that that we have in God. They put into words who Jesus was and is, and the work that he came into the world to do. These lyrics put into words for us what God's kingdom truly looks like. The lyrics and the tune are a modern version of Mary's Magnificat. Mary, newly pregnant, goes to visit Elizabeth, and after their encounter together, and Mary being filled with the Spirit, she sings this song from her heart, praising God for what God was doing in her and for what God would do through the one whom she was growing and carrying in her womb. Her song rejoices that God's ways are not human ways or the world's ways. God lifts up the lowly, not the powerful. God cares deeply for the poor and for those on the margins. In her song, Mary proclaims the gospel so boldly and powerfully, and not just with this song, but with her life. The kingdom of God that Christ brings, this reign of God, is a reversal from the kingdom of the world. And that, brothers and sisters, is good, good news. We see this reversal over and over and over again in the Gospels. We see it in today's gospel lesson when Jesus, filled with righteous anger, turned over the tables in the temple and emptied the bags of money from the money changers. Jesus was not okay with the way things were and the way that things were being done. Because in the kingdom of God, the poor aren't exploited. In the kingdom of God, people aren't taken advantage of. And in the kingdom of God, places of worship are not marketplaces. Jesus makes it very clear that the kingdom of God is a clear break from the way things are. And if we think about it, this isn't anything new, right? Jesus has always brought a reversal. The first shall be last. The least will become the greatest. Jesus includes those who are excluded. Jesus welcomes those who are unwelcomed elsewhere. Jesus loves those whom others deem unlovable. The Gospels are full of Jesus' words and teachings that proclaim that the kingdom of God is different. In the kingdom of God, in the reign of God, the poor are blessed, not the rich. The meek are blessed, not the powerful or strong. And those who make peace are blessed, not those who participate with violence. It's interesting, though, if you think about it. Jesus turning the world upside down is good news to some, but not to everybody. When Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor," and calls his followers over and over and over to care for and provide for the poor, that's not good news to the rich or to those who take advantage of or exploit the poor. When Jesus includes the ones who are excluded, that's good news for the ones that Jesus includes, but it's not good news for the ones who are trying to keep them out. When Jesus turns over the tables in the temple, that is good news for many, but not those who profit from the temple being a marketplace. Sisters and brothers, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love and peace and justice and mercy that Jesus brought and continues to bring, is a complete reversal, and it turns the world absolutely and completely upside down. Because the truth is that the things that Jesus says and teaches and does are opposed to the way of the world, to the ways of the world that we live in. This is why the religious leaders of Jesus' day opposed him so vehemently, even to the point of executing him. It was because Jesus didn't maintain the status quo. Jesus didn't participate in the way that things were or had been done. Jesus ushered in a new world, the kingdom of God, and in doing so, he turned everything upside down. Brothers and sisters, that is the reign of God, the kingdom of God that you have been raised to in your baptism. When we go down in those waters, when we are sprinkled with those waters, we die to ourselves, to the ways of the world, to the ways of selfishness and greed and violence and apathy and indifference, to hatred and injustice. And we rise up out of those waters as new creations, as new creatures who have been raised to new and eternal life in the kingdom of God. And not only have you been raised to new life in this world-turning, upside-down kingdom, you are called to live it out. We are called to follow Jesus by living lives that do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. The kingdom of God, this reign of heaven, isn't something that we're going to live in someday after we die like a prize. No, we are living in it now. Because when you are baptized, that's when you receive eternal life, and that's when eternal life begins until forever. You're living in the kingdom of God now. Because Jesus has brought it near to us. And now we get to spend our lives bringing it near to others by doing justice and loving mercy and walking humbly with God. So when you come to the font today, dip your finger in that water. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead like that cross that was made in your baptism. And remind yourself that you have died to the ways of this world, and you have been raised into new and eternal life. And in those waters, you are given the call to bring the kingdom of God near to others. And then come to the table and be fed and nourished and strengthened with God's grace, so that we can be sent out into the world to bring near to others the kingdom of God that Jesus continues to turn upside down. May our hearts sing of the day that God brings, and may our very lives proclaim that God is turning the world upside down. Amen.